this like sense of future into it. It's not really very well elaborated, but it's, you know, it's present there. And I think that, you know, if they had explained further on, that would have been a much higher score. But then, I mean, and if you look at there's a, like a bridging between helpful to others sometimes, but then there's a sentence in between, dependent on others to get through the bad times. So, I mean, they've also got this kind of tolerance, this kind of tendency for maybe aspects of themselves that aren't really quite the same.
Because being dependent on others, does that affect you at all? Like, how you
consider it? I think you're saying in conjunction with being
helpful.
Kind of
opposing
to somebody else, but they can tolerate that difference.
But you see how they're set up opposed to each other?
Yeah.
But the respondent can talk about them simultaneously.
And at this stage, you also start having fantasy based, and I don't really have any struggle. I had had hoping circle, you know, maybe fantasy, you know, like it's not really real, but they're hoping in the future it will happen. So just
now let's play with this a little bit. So Chris, let's say we wanted to turn this 7 response into an 8 response. What would you need to see in that same response? So be creative with it and turn it into an 8.
Motivation behind why they might be dependent on others, but also helpful as well.
I mean, I'm fat, but I'm working on it. I don't really have a choice of, you know, food in the hospital, and I've gained some weight. But hopefully, when I'm out of here and I'm in my own home, I'll be able to make meals for myself and work on it. So giving it like a context, adding in, you know, that it's this and this situation, but it's that and that in this situation. Like, they don't really talk about like the context of the environment they're in, but, you know, like labeling the behavior as it occurs within this type of context would be a
maybe more complex cause and effect like explanations of.
That would be a 9, right? More complex cause.
A 7 includes cause and effect, like in a simplistic way. Uh-huh. I think 8 is more complex context related understanding of cause and effect. An appreciation that a given action may have shades of meaning depending on its context. So that's an 8.
So hoping to live life to the fullest after discharge, I think I'd like to go and attend graduate school because I'm interested in, you know, being a psychologist now after my stay there, or, you know, giving a little more.
But what if they give like a specific incident? I'm thinking of the individuated part. So when I see other people crying, I want to go help them, but when I'm crying, I look for a particular something. Would that be more specific?
That would still be said, but if they articulated the response, because when I help people when they're crying and they smile back at me, I feel, you know, something, you know, like, so that would kind of be a little more reciprocal between the two.
You know, Giacomo, I'm trying to see where it says cause and effect. Level 7. I don't see that.
Cause and effect relationships are depicted.
Okay, at page 29?
Yes.
Okay.
Uncomplicated, you know, unidirectional terms.
Yeah. All right. Well, wait. Let me just go over this first. So, everybody gave a 4, so it's really not worth going over.
Yeah.
So we go to number 3, and we have 2 5s, 2 4s, and 2 4s. So everybody got that one wrong.
What was it?
It was 6.
Oh, maybe the 7.
So Brianna and Chris were the closest with 5.
It sounded like that subtle idealization that we talked about last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marie, Marie gave it a 7. Yeah, you're right.
And it was 6?
Yeah.
It reminded me of the one last week where we were saying it looked like very subtle idealization, I thought. I mean, it was all positive qualities, very global.
Yeah, I
wasn't sure if we're supposed to consider that refusing greediness as well.
That's why I gave it a 5, was because of that refusing greediness. I had it first goal for free at list, like a level 6, like a level 6 would be, but then I wrote, but there's no differentiation because it's like just all good. There's no contradictions to any of those. That's why I gave it 4 rather than 6.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no like disparate aspects of itself or like opposing it. Yeah, that's
right.
Why I was like, thought it looked like one that we did last week where it was a 4. That's what I was thinking.
That
feel, that observation. And I felt like it was like
a string of kind of characteristics, and then there was like that refusal piece that kind of
capped
it at the 5, so it's hard for me to see that.
Can you recite it again?
Calm, patient, extremely smart, caring, easy to talk with.
And then
instead of
refusing, bring the low.
So I still have a hard time seeing that as like a 6 as well.
I guess just because it's goal appropriate list, which is one of the qualifications.
Which does not seem to reflect a sense of being uniqueness.
Yeah, it's tough because certain things in a 6, it doesn't qualify certain aspects of a 6, but
right.
Like I guess that it does, so it's like...
Yeah, simply of a list of appropriate role conventional characteristics.
Right.
So I guess in this case, the role would be therapist, which they were prompted for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then there's other, you know what I'm saying? There's other parts of the description, like tolerance for an ability to bring together divergent aspects of experience, or,
I guess this isn't made simply consistent with the list.
Right,
so.
Yeah.
So then how do we deal with the refused inquiry? Doesn't seem like that's...
Well, we're not going to have that, so it's not going
to
matter.
I guess they didn't refuse to answer. Yeah.
Although if you refuse to answer, it's a 5 by default on this. So I mean, this had to be a 5. Or I guess I picked because of the refusal inquiry to stick it there. Versus kind of content that was.
I think I put 4 because I just thought it was kind of idealization,
mm-hmm.
But
I mean, I didn't see it much, like, one of the examples for 4 was, like, I mean, it's a little lower level, but, like, it's sweet, supportive, really nice. I mean, this had a couple more, but I didn't see it as that much different than that. But, I guess...
Well, I guess smart, extremely smart might be hinting at a little bit more depth than
or
nice.
Easy to talk with, I guess, is a little higher.
I thought the caring and easy to talk with wasn't just, I mean, it is a list, but that's how they are relating to the person, so, I went higher, though.
Yeah, you can see how 7's a little overshooting it.
Yeah, it's just because when I went over the narratives again, I was having a 4-7 thing, too, for some of them, so... I think after reading like some of the ones later on this list, I changed it. So I have 4 question marks, and then I have 7.
I guess if 6 is not unique, it's kind of a characteristic, but I think when you have a 7, it would have to be a little more personal. And then I think also, I think for 7s, for later on, it says, qualities are defined and articulated, so they're definitely going to have to, be a little more thoughtful in their answering for the 2 above the 6.
All right, let's go on to the next one. Number 5.
4?
I'm sorry, 4. We got 2 7s. An 8, a 6, an 8, and a 5. So the answer was 7.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is within one except for Marie, you had a five. Huh? Yeah. Tell us why it's a five. Tell us why Diana's wrong.
I guess for the same reason why Christy said that a seven is more personal and identifiable, like more distinctive as a person, as opposed to a general. So I think I thought I saw it as it's a four and that it's negative, but it's higher than that because the person kind of rationalized it a little bit. But I think I kept it as a five. I think I thought it was good and bad, but the person is describing the good and the bad and qualifying it a little. But because there was no specific like attributes of the person, I think they left it at five.
Well, the important question is, can you see the seven? Yeah, it's six that doesn't reflect uniqueness. Seven begins to reflect some uniqueness.
Like this just couldn't be any person.
Yeah, there's like a lot of conditionality in the way in all the words she uses.
I don't agree.
Well, point out what you're talking about, Giacomo, specifically.
I'll write down what I wrote. You know, I have potential to make something out of myself if I put effort into myself and find out what I want to do. I'm insecure of what other people think about me, and I can be shy. So, I mean, it's not saying that they're, at least, it's not talking about in absolute terms, kind of. Like, they'll say something, but then kind of say there is some other side to it. That's my interpretation of it.
I was just thinking that if you're down on yourself and you're fat and you're ugly, but you kind of think that you're better than that, then I think that it's pretty, like, it naturally follows that you're insecure of what other people think of you and that you're shy and that you could change and you could put effort into it. So I just saw that as being generic.
Well, they're able to kind of like articulate that in themselves, so, which is like, I guess, a little bit more reflective.
I guess what I think too is like the generic. I wouldn't consider it generic because it couldn't be any of us in this room. I think it that way. Like we're all like average size people. Mm-hmm. So like that already says it's not very general. It's more specific.
Can you pick this guy out of a lineup?
Well, woman.
Or woman.
I think a lot of people think that they're fat and ugly and down on themselves. Yeah, I won't defend it to the grave, but
it also has that sense of like a temporality too. Like this isn't a permanent condition.
Right. I circled things like but, if, and can. I circled all those words. Meaning that these aren't absolutes.
I think that's why I went up to an 8, but I can see how it's not developing up to an 8. But I saw that sense of time and hinting at a sense of future.
Characteristics and qualities are described more conditionally with some references to temporality and environmental context.
I don't think there's anything to do with changing or being fat and ugly though. She says after that, she says, I know I'm smart and have the potential to make something out of myself, but that doesn't mean she...
She could be fat and ugly and make something out of herself.
Yeah,
yeah, she has the potential to change her future.
Well, potential already means future.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's able, you know, at least to, that's just not, I'm fat and ugly.
No, yeah.
You know,
there's more to her. There could be more to her.
And I mean, she's tolerating those kind of, in a fairly well-articulated way, the disparate aspects of self. You know, like, this is, I mean, basically how I feel, but I really know that I'm not this, and, you know, I could go about it, but, you know.
And also, I'm shy because at times I am insecure, so it's some cause and effect there as well.
There was a response that just said, I'm fat and ugly. What would you give
them?
Would it be a four?
I'd say a four.
before because it's kind of polarized.
It's
all different.
I mean, if they were to phrase it a little differently, you know, I'm overweight.
Right, if it weren't so one, if it weren't so unipolar, you think five? Because of the unipolar quality, I think you have to think four.
Because, I mean, there are definitely, you know, more PC ways of, you know, like, putting out.
I think that that comes up a lot more.
I have difficulties in the dating world.
I'm metabolically challenged.
I have.
What'd you say?
What if they say, like, oh, I'm fat, but I'm working out.
I think that would still be a sign. I mean, you know, I'm this, but I have been working out, you know, like they're able to sit with it, and they're not really being that negative about it because they're acknowledging that this is, you know, it's not the constant, you know, but it can change, you know, versus like, I'm, you know, this would be the same person, nothing's ever gonna be. I guess I just didn't think it was
that unique, like a unique enough to be a seven. Well, the seven is just a little unique. Yeah, there's three more. Like six is generic. I mean, and then like as you get up, you really get like a good sound. But I mean, it's saying it's a little bit more than like a vanilla answer. So anything that seems that changes time, it needs the seven. Yeah, temper. Yeah, or like an amount of problem. It's like the other way to find it if it's, you know, actually kind of spelled out.
Are there any other ones that I differed by more than one that maybe we could do before I have to go?
Sure. That's right. He has to leave early. Let me just take a look.
Sorry to throw off the order. I know you guys have to stick with us.
So there are only two where you differed two or more. Number nine. The answers, let's look at nine. The answers vary from four to seven.
That's supposed to be a six, all right?
And the answer is six. And Dustin gave a four.
It's like the same,
it's the same
discussion.
Exact
I think it's the same, easy to talk with and listen to what you say.
Right.
So it's pretty much the same thing.
And it's about it there.
You know, Chris nailed this one, where the other one you overshot by one. Oh, no, you got it the first. Actually, Diana gave it a seven the first time and a six the second time. And that's what you did.
The seven was the easy to talk with one? No, that was six.
The, when we talk about number
three, we're talking comparable
three.
To number three.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, you say the number three, the correct answer is six?
Yeah.
Right, and then now for the one.
This one is six.
It's also six, right. Mm-hmm.
But Chris put a six for this one. He put a five for the previous one.
Because it had the U in it. I don't know. I have listened to what you say with some relatedness, like underneath the.
You gave it a one?
A six.
Before you gave them a five.
I gave the.
Seven.
I gave the up the
or
first
five,
one
yeah.
five because they refused the inquiry. Because that's like a statement of assertion, which is a five. I have some relatedness, five or higher, no elaboration, and I'm not unique.
I thought, like, really nice, pretty cool. I thought those were a little more relatable, a little more thoughtful. Mm-hmm.
So what makes this a six of the other reasons we talked about is that there are characteristics of the person that are not necessarily unique. But it, I'm noticing there's, like, I'm sorry, what did you say?
That list of role conventional characteristics.
Yeah. Those are like nuances between the idealization. It might be something like, yeah, I gave the four, quiet and calm.
Well, now, Dustin, you can you see why there's no unipolar quality?
You give it a four.
Yeah,
as well. I can see it's not idealizing like the
exactly
like the other one.
So if it's not idealizing, automatically you want to think at least a five.
I think it's a pretty probably objective description of any therapist, or no, a lot of therapists. Quiet, nice.
Well, that's why it's not a seven, because there's
right.
really no particularity.
Okay. Got it. I mean six.
So why it's not a seven.
Why it's not a seven.
Oh, I see. It is a
with
six.
A six,
yeah.
There's it's rather generic.
Okay.
All And the other one where you were more than one off was number 14.
What was that one?
We have scores that range from 5 to 9. It's quite a wide range.
Which number is it?
Number 14.
What was the correct answer for me?
The correct answer is number 9. So, the 5s, there's only one 5. That was Brianna. And Dustin, you had a 7. So, and actually, Melissa had a 6 on this one.
Yeah, I was still like taking pieces that were lower levels and like kind of averaging it or like making it weigh the response.
Okay, but we're going to follow Chris's rule here, whereas the highest possible score is what they get.
So like the fact that she said, I've learned so much about my mother in the past few months.
Boom.
She tries hard to help me the best way she thinks is necessary. Those are 9.